Hi, and welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and this is episode number 70, number 70. We have a really awesome show for you today on our podcast. I know you're going to enjoy this. Let me get some quick business out of the way, just in case you... if you want to follow the show, you can go to our Facebook page, which is It's All About Relationship on Facebook. Or you can follow me as an actor, if you like, David Novak, actor, on Facebook. Also, Instagram, the same title, David Novak, actor, and Twitter, the same thing. Okay, so there you go. So we're all caught up on the business stuff. Now, we have a special guest today. I'm really excited about this person, an awesome person, but I'm not going to tell you the name just yet because I'm going to tease you. So here we go. So my guest is known to millions as Andy Griffith's law partner on TV's Matlock. She now you know it's a woman, right? She has been a series regular on six TV shows, including 5 years on Matlock, 3 years on an NBC Emmy Award-winning Saint Elsewhere, ABC Sidekicks, and the NBC daytime drama The Doctors. Her 25-plus episode roles include a recurring role, the last two seasons of ABC's Scandal, okay? She was awarded Best Lead Actress in a feature film for her title role in the romantic comedy First Lady at the 2020 International Christian Film and Music Festival. That's pretty exciting. Her directing debut, Damaged Goods is the name of the film, a feature film in collaboration with Asbury University, will be soon released. And get this now, she's in pre-production on the feature film entitled Grace, a female frontier missionary in the 1800s. That sounds really exciting to me, so I can't wait till that happens. And as a producer writer, she's in development with a slate of TV projects, films, and stage productions. Okay, and I'm going to give you a little clue on who she is. Nancy is her first name. Nancy is the author of two best-selling books published by Penguin Random House, The Wonder of His Love, A Journey into the Heart of God, called by author and Bible teacher Beth Moore, who I know you've heard of her. She says, like a warm embrace from God himself. Is that like an endorsement or what, right? And the book Beauty by the Book, Seeing Yourself as God Sees You, called by Assist News Service, one of the most valuable Christian books to be published in decades. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's like the top of the line endorsement, right? Nancy is also a popular speaker for women's conferences, outreach events, churches, and nonprofits as well. Okay, everybody, Nancy Stafford. Nancy, awesome to have you on the podcast. How was that for a buildup, huh?
Wow, I almost fell asleep. No, David is so sweet. Thank you for saying all that. Actually, now I can just leave now because you've really done all.
Okay,
the hard
we'll
work.
Just end the whole episode right here and leave it at that, right?
Thank you for having me. It's so.
You
good
know
to
what,
be
Nancy? It is my honor and privilege and high honor to have you with us today. I really appreciate it. So, and everybody, Nancy is a woman of God, as you probably guessed from that little bit of intro that we did there. So before we get into the things of God, which we always do on this show, can you tell us, Nancy, how it was to be the law partner character on Andy Griffith's Matlock? Because I know that was a big show.
It was a wonderful show. I am still pinching myself, and I count it such a huge honor in my career to have had the privilege to work with, really, not only on a great show like Matlock, which frankly and fortunately is still in heavy syndication and people are still seeing it today, but to get to work with one of the American television icons of all time,
absolutely.
Andy Griffith, was just phenomenal. He was everything that your listeners would hope he would be. And like all your listeners, I grew up, you know, watching him on Andy Griffith, Andy of Mayberry, loved him then. And I learned so much from him as a human being and as a professional. It was like a master class
every day.
I mean, he was, yeah. And people, I think people underestimated how good he was because he made it just look like he was himself.
It really did. I mean, it was so believable every single time.
Yeah. And he would do that courtroom episode, that big summation speech at the end of, you know, before the jury comes back with their invariably their not guilty verdict because he was a defense attorney. He would do, you especially would appreciate this as a fellow actor, he would do that speech. He did it in one take. And that's like an five to eight pages.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
That kind
of a memory. You know, I always say, at least in my humble opinion as an actor, at least for me anyway, acting is kind of the easy part. The memorization is the hard part. At least that's the way it is for me anyway. So,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And with different names every week, with the different cast members. No, he was phenomenal. He got a standing ovation almost every week, every episode when we would do the courtroom, that big courtroom scene. Cast and crew. When he finished, he got a standing O every time.
Oh my gosh.
It was great.
That's very cool. I never knew that about him, having that kind of a memory. So you're directing Damaged Goods and Grace. Can you tell us about one or both of those?
I'll tell you a little bit about Damaged Goods. I haven't done Grace yet. We're still in pre-production. But Damaged Goods is I had the joy of teaching and being a part of a film production at Asbury University, a very fine Christian school with a good film and television department.
Where are they
at? Kentucky.
Okay, gotcha.
They're outside of Lexington.
Okay.
And the head of the film department there called me and said, hey, next year's project's going to be a feature film. It's our first full-length feature. Would you co-direct with one of their recent graduates who had just gone on and gotten her MFA from Florida State University grad school for film? So she and I co-directed this very heavy material, very unusual for a Christian film. It's not easy content, but it's powerful.
Wow.
So we are still in post-production on that, but it was really, it's been fun. I've been acting for, you know, like you, 150 years, but well, maybe not
I hear you.
And so to get to kind of stretch the wings a little bit, as you're doing with producing, you've done producing, and I'm getting to do that now and directing, and I've always written, so I'm starting to do scripts now. It's just a wonderful new kind of part of God's gifts that he enables us to always get to do. And until we talked about this, you and I privately once about how, you know, until the Lord tells you to stop doing something, you know, you just got to bloom where you're planted, you know?
Exactly. So when is that, when do you think it's going to be coming out?
I don't know. I was hoping to be out this year, but I think COVID has slowed everything down. So I'm assuming sometime next year. And it's very exciting.
Do you think maybe theatrical release or streaming or do you know yet?
Don't know yet. I know they'll do the festival circuits. I doubt that it's going to have theatrical, but it's a perfect vehicle for streamers, for Amazon Prime or Netflix. It'd be great.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Okay. So now you've done some speaking for women's conferences. Do you want to dive into that just a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's my favorite thing to
do.
And I'm doing more and more now with mixed audiences, so I'm speaking to men too, but I got to be honest with you, as much as I love you guys.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going with this.
My heart is so for women. Yeah. I love women. And, you know, I'm very selfish. I'm a selfish writer because I write books I need. I talk about subjects I need. So the Lord has brought me through such healing of very warped self-perception, a very deep feelings of inadequacy and insecurity and unworthiness.
Oh my gosh.
And so what things may look like on the surface, I had a very different self-perception. And when I came to the Lord and he began to just sort of heal that broken part of us, which he does so faithfully in all of our lives, it began to truly change me. And so as I got more set free to be fully who he created me to be, and that I was accepted in him, I didn't need the world's accolades. I didn't need approval of man. I just needed the affirmation of my Heavenly Father. I just said, oh my gosh, I want to share this. Mm-hmm. So my heartbeat is really, I do a lot of women's conferences. I do, they bring me in as bait. I kind of get to do evangelistic things where I share my testimony and my story. And it's like a one-time banquet kind of thing. And I do that a lot. But my favorite is when I get to have a 3 and 4 session conference where I really get to go deep with the women. So.
That's really cool. You get into the meat of the subject, and you start the first one as bait, as you use that word yourself, and rope them in to stay till the end. But
that's right.
Okay, so you know we're all about encouragement here on our podcast. So we're going through some stuff right now as a country and as a nation and as a peoples that is very challenging, as you very well know, and with the whole COVID thing. And now, of course, we've been having protests and rioting and all kinds of stuff going on lately. Mm-hmm. And it's tough enough living as a Christian in a normal world. But then when we get into stuff like this, it's like, oh, my gosh, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think it's the perfect time to lean into truth. And the veil is getting lifted. We're having to look at some things that are difficult and painful in our country and across the globe. And I really think this is a time when the pain and the hatred is being and has an opportunity through Christ to be transformed into healing and great hope.
Right.
And so those two themes, healing and hope and peace, have really been resonating with me. So I want to, I've got 3 scriptures if I can share them.
Absolutely.
Because I've been hanging on to these in these days, especially because it's real easy for us to go to a place of fear or hunker down or become desperate and disconsolate. We can just become so full of despair as we look at the world.
Exactly.
But I just want to remind you, these three verses are from the New Testament. The first one is Paul in Romans 15:13. And I'm using the Passion Translation.
I love that. I love that translation. It's one of my favorites. Yeah, it's great.
Mine too. And I like it because it's not as familiar to us. So we hear the words afresh instead of it just being a verse that we've already memorized. We don't pay as much attention. So here's Romans 15:13. And now, may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy. And here it is, perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope.
That's awesome. That is a prayer in itself.
I mean,
you could totally just confess that constantly.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And living in perfect peace, there's 2 other verses that contain that phrase. Mm-hmm. One of them is John. This is Jesus' words in John 14:27. Where Jesus says, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace the world is given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous.
That is so awesome, because as you're reading that in the Passion, I'm hearing it in the New King James, which is like, you know, obviously a little different, but the Passion just really brings it out. Would you mind reading that again? It's so awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks. Yes. Jesus says, I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. Mm. And then this last one, because you're going to love this language. This is 2 Peter 1:2. And this, Peter says, may grace and perfect peace cascade over you as you live in the rich knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Love that. I just love that. You know what? I love those so much. After we get done, I'm going to go back, listen to this, write down those scripture verses and read them again. Because like I said, I just, you know, I've been in the Amplified quite a bit, the Amplified Bible. Mm. And, you know, the New King James, but that tends to be what a lot of teachers use. But the Amplified, you know, is rich. But the Passion mm-hmm. Translation, the one that you just read out of, it just it's mm-hmm. it's almost like a whole new world, right?
It is. It really is. Yeah.
I love that.
And Dave, I just want to say before we wrap up, I so appreciate you.
Oh my!
And I know your listeners do, because you every episode, and I've enjoyed your podcast so much, because every time, first of all, you point people right back to Jesus and back to God. Oh. But the whole point of what you're doing is you really are committed to helping point people and enable people mm-hmm. to get deeper in their relationship with God and each other. Mm. And what a wonderful mission that you are on.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to applaud you for that.
Oh, that was so sweet of you to say that. I really appreciate that. More than you know. I really do appreciate mm. that. It's just, yeah, it's a ministry that I do on the side, you know, other than, you know, being an actor and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, we're called to do stuff for the Lord, and not out of works, but we're supposed to be a light, you know, in the world and draw other people towards Him and, you know, try to, you know, bless others with His peace and His love. And you just came on and blessed everybody with His peace to them. You're an awesome person. I love you. I really do.
Thank you, David. You too. I admire you so much appreciate you as a friend.
Oh, thank you. Hey, before we go, can you tell everybody your social media, you know, connections?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is nancystafford.com. My full name, nancystafford.com. I'm on Facebook and I've got two on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You'll find me, Nancy Stafford on Facebook. Okay. I can't remember.
Okay.
And then I think it's Nancy Stafford CA, as in California, on Instagram.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Very good. And
I love hearing from people. So you can always email me too at nancy@nancystafford.com. I love hearing from folks.
Very, very cool. Hey, and then right before I didn't tell you I was going to do this, so I'm just putting you on mm-hmm. the spot right now. But would you mind closing out our show right now by just praying over the audience?
I'd love it.
Okay, awesome.
That thing would give me more joy. Father, thank you for this time together. And that, Lord, what I love about the move of your Holy Spirit is that you unite hearts even as we're listening to each other through the airwaves. And so, Lord, thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that for all of the listeners, whatever's going on in their lives right now, whatever hardship they may be in front of them, whatever broken heart they may have, whatever pain, whatever discomfort or fear any of the David's listeners may be facing right now, I pray that you would meet them in the very place they need you the most. Lord, thank you for the promises of your scriptures. Mm-hmm. And we do. I pray right now for that perfect peace mm-hmm. for everyone listening right now in Jesus' name, that they will not yield to fear. They won't be troubled. Instead, they will be very courageous. And that your perfect peace, as you promised, would cascade over them as they live in the rich knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, our Lord. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful prayer. Awesome. I amen that for the whole day.
Great.
Nancy, love you. I really appreciate you coming on and blessing me and the folks that are listening. And just thank you again so much.
My honor. Thank you for having me.
God bless you.